Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 35th part of our series, Muharram Mourning Traditions in Different Lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of the Chief of Martyrs Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura, and we also look at various norms prevalent in different towns and cities of Iran for commemorating the heartrending tragedy of Karbala, after looking at the history of mourning in different countries of the world for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today we continue yesterday's discussion of Sham-e Ghariban, which is Persian for the tragic evening that befell the bereaved ladies and orphaned children of the household of Prophet Muhammad on 10th of Muharram, the night of Ashura, following heart-rending martyrdom from morning till afternoon of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, his sons, his brothers, nephews and companions. Sham in Persian means evening, whilst Ghariban means travellers, and it refers to the fact that the Holy Prophet's household or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, were in a foreign land as travellers far away from their hometown of Medina, when the blood-curdling tragedy of Karbala and its equally heart-wrenching aftermath befell them. On that evening, the evening of 10th of Muharram, the brutal Umayyad soldiers burnt down the tents and encampment of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, thereby increasing the grief and plight of the survivors. Thus, Sham-e Ghariban is a reminder of the deep sadness, the enormous loss and the profound grief of the members of Imam Hussein's family following his martyrdom. Yesterday, we presented you glimpses of Sham-e Ghariban's ceremony in the city of Qom, and today we will take you to the city of Mashhad in northeastern Iran. Stay with us. Mashhad in Khorasan province in northeastern Iran, which means a place of martyrdom, is the city that grew around the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him. It draws millions of pilgrims and visitors from all over Iran as well as from around the world, especially from neighboring countries like India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Bahrain, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, the Republic of Azerbaijan and many other countries. This is particularly so in the mourning months of Muharram and Safar, where pilgrims converge on the city of Mashhad during the first 10 days of Muharram, and also towards the end of the month of Safar, for the anniversary of the divine ascension of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as well as the martyrdom anniversaries of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, and Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him. In particular, many Shiite Muslims from India and Pakistan visit the city of Mashhad every year during this period. Iranians from all over Iran make their way to Mashhad, particularly for Tasua and Ashura, when groups of mourners beating their chests and reciting elegies, each group from a different city or town in Iran, converge upon the holy and sacrosanct shrine of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, in an orderly fashion, paying their respects and expressing their condolences to the Imam. The special tragic evening of 10th of Muharram or Sham-e Ghariban morning ceremony starts with evening and nighttime prayers at the holy shrine in Mashhad. All the staff and workers at the holy shrine stand along the perimeter of one of the main courtyards of Imam Reza's shrine, with each individual holding a lighted candle. One person stands in the middle of the courtyard and chants elegies and lamentations in praise of the martyrs of Karbala. Many of the mourners and pilgrims join the staff and workers of the holy shrine standing all the way round the perimeter of the courtyard, with a lighted candle in their hands, crying and mourning for the chief of martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him. For the rest of the martyrs of Karbala, and also especially for those brief survivors of the heartrending tragedy, that is the ladies and orphan children of the Holy Prophet's household who were taken captive by the godless Umayyad hordes. Delivering a speech or sermon is a traditional Islamic ceremony which dates back to the time of the Holy Prophet and his divinely decreed successor, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The eloquent sermons and speeches of these two blessed figures are alive in Islamic books and continue to provide guidance to the seekers of the truth. At the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him, a sermon is delivered twice each year on the anniversary of two important events in the history of Islam. One sermon is delivered on the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, and the other sermon on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him. Well, that's all the time we have today. God bless you and goodbye until we meet again tomorrow for another episode of Muharram Morning Traditions in Different Lands. Until then, goodbye and God bless you all.